You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, as we get ready and geared up to enter lockdown level 3, I think much of the talk is also going to turn among epidemiologists to whose coronavirus strategy worked best. Professor Adrian Puren, head of the Center for HIV and STIs at the NICD, is back with us. Evening, Prof. Firstly, let's just have a look at the dashboard. What are the latest numbers telling us?
Yes, so we have about 22,583 cases, and of those, 11,054 are active cases. In other words, about a 50% recovery, and in terms of the fatalities, there are now 429 fatalities. So our CFR, if you like, fatality rate is about 1.9. I think what is interesting here, obviously, the Western Cape continues to contribute the largest numbers of cases to our dashboard, but I think interestingly, Gauteng as well, I've been noticing an increase in the numbers there well over the last few days. So that's where we are as we approach level 3.
I gave you, and I want to come back to that mortality rate, because I had a very interesting conversation with Dr. Richard Friedland of Netcare, and one of his big lessons was the number of asymptomatic cases that that were coming through, and the other issue being fomites, and the fact that it stays on surfaces for such a long time. Very big challenges, those. But I gave you a bit of homework to go and have a look at what the mortality rate without any non-pharmaceutical interventions would have been, effectively without the lockdown, and what would that mortality rate have looked like?
Yeah, so you didn't get the apple I sent you, obviously, Michael. But really, the mortality in one of the models, the London School had developed a model using the classical SIRS approach. And in fact, they're accumulated, I think it's over a period of a year, is about 300,000 deaths if we did not have any non-pharmaceutical interventions. But as you add those interventions, as we've already done in terms of physical distancing, hand washing, and shielding, in fact, shielding was the additional characteristic, you can certainly reduce those particular numbers quite dramatically by, I think it was 75%, depending on the level that you set your criteria. I think what was interesting as well, and something which you raised from Dr. Friedland as well, is are the asymptomatic cases. Again, when we report these cases, it's really confirmed PCR cases. But what is the extent of contribution via asymptomatic individuals? I think it's still not clear. I think they are there. There have been demonstrations of these in various studies, but the exact number and accumulation of those cases is not clear, but they obviously are contributing to what we are observing. It makes it very difficult from a diagnostic perspective. I know some people are testing asymptomatic cases, but you know, what's the practical value of that? Are they as infectious in terms of transmission? We know that with COVID-1, for example, the super spreaders, very often those individuals were asymptomatic. And I think we've heard cases of people traveling with COVID-2, for example, in different areas, actually spreading virus. So they are there. Extent is not clear, but they are an important contributor.
Does that bring the mortality rate down eventually, though, considering that there may be so many more individuals who are asymptomatic and carrying the virus, and that obviously increases your numerator over the denominator?
Absolutely. So we come back to our herd immunity, Michael. That's where we will actually know whether or not the mortality rate is lower than what we expect to see. And it's only once we are able to conduct those surveillance activities that we will get a better sense of who was really an asymptomatic individual and who was symptomatic from their PCR results. So that's where the answers will come from.
Well, I think it's important now for the rest of this week to really focus on how we proceed in the next phase, given some of those challenges like super spreaders and outbreaks and asymptomatic transmission. So I've given you a bit more homework for the rest of the week, Prof. Professor Adrian Puren, head of the Center for HIV and STIs at the NICD, with your C19 Daily Dashboard here on Classic Business. And Williams is standing by with your news.